B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, the Commanders on the practice field now. Media gets to watch a few minutes of it, and what we can tell you.
Didn't they shove you off the sideline?
Yep. For the portion the media was out there, Jaden Daniels was not out there.
You ever thought he'd come out after you leave?
They'd have to list that on the report.
You have to?
Yeah. Otherwise, you get a big ass fine. I mean, the gamblers care, and the league's in bed with the gamblers.
But if I were to bring him out there to have him do some stuff with the,
if he does anything with the team, you got to list.
If he goes out there on the other field with the trainer, I don't have to list that. If I told you already, he was probable or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that. But like, if he
that's
does,
what I'm saying.
Maybe I think tomorrow. I wondered if they'd try to get him out there today, so that then tomorrow, because one of the biggest steps in trying to recover from an injury is not just are you able to practice again, mm-hmm. it's how do you feel the next day after you push it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So part of me wondered if today would be the day they'd at least want to see him out there to see how he responded tomorrow. I don't know that Schefter is trying to do this as like developing news, but I kind of think it is because we haven't heard this anywhere else. Schefter is saying the expectation Washington plans to attempt to try to practice Jaden Daniels on Friday.
Plan to attempt to try.
Yes.
You plan to practice him on Friday. You don't plan to attempt to try. That's a lot too many damn words right there.
Yeah, it seems like if you look at the national dudes, Garofolo says, has seemed like tomorrow will be the big day to see if the Commanders rookie quarterback can get some practice in before Sunday. So we'll see what's up then. And then if you look at Rap Sheet, he had an interesting one also. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know what I mean? I think. What are you laughing about now?
Greg, talking about Jaden out there hiding in the woods waiting for everybody to leave.
I don't think that would be the case. Yesterday was a 0 out of 10. I didn't think he was going to practice. He didn't practice. I would have been surprised, frankly, if he did. Today is it's a little more than a 0 out of 10. What about for you?
About him not playing?
I think today is. Leans more towards him not playing. I think there's. It's possible they let him play without practicing all week if they think it's different.
I think the dude is so advanced when it comes down to preparing as a young man that it's just like when I made the comment to you about Mariota. If they want to play him playing today or you practicing today or yesterday has nothing to do with anything.
I agree, but I think at some point it's about the physical ability to practice.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the like, oh, he's not going to be here for the third down installation. That's not what I'm saying. It's mm-hmm. about the physical ability to practice. When do you think he needs to practice now at this point tomorrow?
Yes.
For them to play him?
Well, I'm going to still say no. He don't need to practice because of who he is. But I would think ordinarily if it was any other person that's a rookie, yes. You know what I mean?
I think it's who he is and how good he is, right? Like,
yeah.
You could have the hardest working seventh round rookie ever that maybe you feel like is ready to go whether he practices or not, but he's just not good enough to deal with that. Like, Jaden is also such a difference maker. Rosenberg mentioned this earlier. I do wonder if you can look to Vegas on this one. Bees, if you're listening, text me what you think this line would be if Jaden Daniels wasn't injured. You know, you've got the Commanders are 3-point underdogs in this game. That, to me, tells me they think Mariota's starting. I find it hard to believe.
But I don't think – this is what I'm saying. They could think what they want. I don't think that they get any information that will tell them he's not going to play. I guess they're leaning towards that. Because if he was having to play, they would try to adjust that crap so quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I keep saying, when you read into Vegas, you think that you're getting some line or something. Vegas ain't trying to give you no line. They're just trying to make sure everything don't be one way so they don't get their asses handed to them.
Sure. Lanville, no practice for Jaden today. I think you believed he wasn't playing already. Where are you at now?
Yeah, it doesn't really change for me. I didn't think he was playing, and I mean, you know, not practicing is obviously, that's like the first step to not playing.
Yeah, yesterday was a complete nothing. Today is a little different, not going. We'll get the official injury report later where they'll officially list him as a DNP. If he doesn't play, I think it's because they are siding on the cautious approach, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm with that. I mean, I have no problem with that, but let me ask you a question. What if he was to come out now in practice, and they do say he did participate, but it was a situation where I don't want every media person speculating on what they think they saw. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's very possible. Listen, I've been around a lot of coaches who believe everybody going to see everything, everybody going to give information, they're going to help the other team. And I think most coaches have that little mindset where, oh, Lord, I don't want people to see this, think this, whatever. And they can do stuff. If he were to practice a little bit, like right now, everybody's coming back inside, he goes and practice something, and they say, oh, he participated. He's doing what the league tells him to do.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen today.
I'm saying, but he will be doing what the league tells him to do.
Sure, I don't expect that. Like
I'm not saying
when the injury report comes out, I don't think it's going to say limited and he came out after we were out there.
No, I understand all that, Jay, but I'm just saying everything that we think is supposed to happen don't always happen how you think it is. That's all I'm letting you know.
I understand for sure.
Believe that.
Obviously. I hear you, and I think that's a given. It's going to be fascinating to watch this thing unfold. If you were Dan Quinn, let's say Jaden doesn't practice tomorrow, and they know he's not playing, would you say so tomorrow afternoon when you talk again? How much advantage can they really have at this point?
Well, I don't know.
Like, the Bears are watching the
tape. I just think that sometimes just keeping things like I just know players always say what they don't hear, what they don't feel. I don't like every time my player turn on the TV, they're going to be saying something, thinking something, feeling something. Because the whole thing about football, the mental aspect affects a lot. Everybody physically ready, could play whatever. But when you start thinking, and I understand Mariota's been around a long time, this, that, and the other. How much does it affect other people on the team, too? Not just the quarterback, per se, but other people on the team.
Like, so would it be helpful for them?
If I were to be the coach, I wouldn't tell you anything till I have to. I'm not saying anything just because. I'll say it when I have to say it. If I don't have to say it, I'm not saying it.
Yeah, I mean, so when Dan Quinn talks tomorrow, he could rule Jaden out, right? But I don't know that there's any – like today, if he doesn't practice, tomorrow if he doesn't practice, you have to list his availability on the injury mm-hmm. report. But I don't know that there's any significance to listing somebody as out on Friday when the game's Sunday afternoon. I don't think you have to do that.
And I think that's
you could list him as doubtful.
You could list him as doubtful, but I don't think it's significant to say anything to the other team or not say anything to him. You know, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. If I were the coach, I'm going to tell you information when I have to tell you information. If I don't have to tell you, you won't be knowing anything.